This article is entitled "Air Show Won't Feature an Air Display to Cut Costs." And there's a picture of an RAF C-17 transport aircraft with three spectators and ice creams in front of it. Abingdon's air show will no longer feature flying planes, in a first for more than 20 years. Organisers for the air and country show blamed insurance costs, the costs of displaying the aircraft, and road closures. It is hoped that by cutting the costs from the air display, the show will be able to continue on the ground. A statement from the organisers said, "We have a major change to this year's show. Due to the costs of both air display aircraft and the insurance for air displays and road closures, we have had to reluctantly drop the air display programme segment, a first over 20 plus years, to keep the show inside its smaller budget to survive. So we hope you understand as to why." Organisers have previously said it costs about £80,000 a year to stage the air show, but the festival has raised more than £100,000 for various charities since it launched in 2000. The organisers added that after much hard work with Dalton Barracks and with the advice of the Military Aviation Authority, civilian aircraft and helicopters will be available for static viewing. "Very limited military aircraft are hoping to support on the ground too," the organisers added in their statement. They added, "Also, further good news is the whole show will now be moving back across to the west side of the airfield, which is both better for accessibility, provides a concrete access track to and from the car park and showground, as well as much better for budding photographers with the sun behind you for most of the day." The first two reconfirmed helicopters for the fly-in are both Project 179 Western Lynx Mark 7 and the very rare Bell 47H, much more to follow. There will also be a series of predominantly military flypasts, of which we hope some are from the King's Birthday flypast directly from Buckingham Palace. Last June's show celebrated 25 years of the Abingdon Air and Country Show, welcoming more than 5,000 visitors to Dalton Barracks. As well as an air display featuring a Lancaster bomber, last year's show featured activities including archery and tank rides. The afternoon display also featured the Boeing B-17, Harvard, Gazelle, Pear and Jubilee Pitts aerobatics. The ground attractions included the Jensen Owners Club and South Coast cop cars, ferrets and a Siberian Huskies. The show is run by a small team of committee members who put it all together when spare time allows. In 2017, a pilot was injured when he was forced to make a crash landing at the show, but he remained conscious and was taken to hospital. Thames Valley said at the time that the pilot was the only occupant and had landed the right way up, both but away from the runway.